Hey, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting today with Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board Member Daryl Eady from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And Michelle Jones, I know she's kind of the person who organizes all the announcements for the district, and she's got some new announcements here for that you guys are going to pass along.
Oh, of course. Michelle keeps us in line. The school starts, of course, next week. First day is Wednesday, August 14th, which is a half day of school only. There'll be no lunch served that day. Thursday, August 15th is the first full day of school already. A reminder to the community that school speed zones will start next Tuesday. Please slow down in school zones and watch for walkers and bikers. Back to school nights will be held on Tuesday, August 13th. Please check your school website. Check out the USD383.org for school-specific times. And transportation routes. I'm sure everybody's anxious about that. Will be available on August the 9th through the transportation portal. You can find that on the transportation page on our website at usd383.org as well.
Yeah. I'd like to add too about the new website that went into effect August 1st. When people go to the website, they'll see that a lot of work has been done to update the website. You may find some glitches here or there. That's to be expected with such a big transition from our previous website to the new website. But please check it out. That we've still got the same kind of information as far as the calendars, announcements, recognitions, all of those things on our website. So please go there and check that out. I also want to comment on the ad that was playing during the break, you know, that from Pawnee about mental health, and that's going to be a big focus in our district this year is the social emotional mental health of our students and families and staff as well. That Friday we're going to have a professional learning day and have some mental health people come in and talk to us just about the importance of self-care, self-mental health. That we've got staff who go way above and beyond to take care of other people and for them to remember to take care of themselves along the way. So that's going to be a big message for us starting the year. So that ad reminded me of how important that is for us to take care of ourselves.
It's nice that you say that. This series of interviews I've been doing with the principals here in the district, everyone I've talked to, the same thing. They have that message of every student is loved and valued here. And, boy, it's kind of heartwarming. I've gotten to meet so many interesting people. One of them's going to play tomorrow, and I'll just kind of tease it a little bit. I talked to Jim Armendariz down at Ogden.
That's who I was just thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That man is an inspiration to me. When I interviewed him, I was blown away by the amount of that he's put hard work that he's put into that school and being a Mexican immigrant and not knowing English when he came to the community. Yeah, he's got quite a story to tell.
I'm biting my lip because I want to jump in, probably tell, you know, the things that he shared with me that hopefully is in your interview because, you know, a great story there. And we've got, you know, some our administrators, our staff across the board really do care a lot. And people say that, but I hear that, you know, when I'm in the grocery store or I'm getting gas and somebody will come up and just say, you know, by the way, you're probably not going to hear this someplace else, but this person did this for me or did that for me or my kid needed this. And they quietly, without looking for attention, did something for them. So, again, we talked about it before, but Manhattan's a great place to be for those kind of reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been a lot of fun to hear about that. Of course, it's exciting. It's a new school year here, and I know that you guys constantly get donations, which we always highlight. Do we have some this time around?
Oh, yes. We always have. We have great community members, and if it wasn't for them, you know, really – we'd have to really increase taxes, probably. But anyway, I'll give them my list. It's $736.35 cash donation from Life Touch to Bluemont Elementary for classroom supplies and incentives. A $929.38 cash donation from Life Touch to Northview Elementary for classroom supplies. A $9,999 grant award allocation from the Kansas State Department of Education to Child Nutrition Department to continue wellness policy efforts with supplies for cooking classes and after-school programs, Fender Blender Bike to Go with bike unit, and two additional tower gardens. A $3,000 cash donation from PAS 6 to Manhattan High School to benefit band, choir, drama, and orchestra programs. A $12,000 cash grant from Riley County, Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, and a $500 cash donation from the Dental Health Group, LLP, to Eisenhower Middle School for the Eagles of Excellence Worlds of Fun trip, which is a great reward for the 7th and 8th graders at both middle schools. So that's a great one as well. Total of $27,164.73. And, you know, it's great for these people to be involved with our schools. These donations and stuff that to help people get involved, and just the involvement that I see by parents and everything at a lot of our schools, it's tremendous. We love it. And we, as a board members, truly, truly appreciate it.
And that just goes right back to the social emotional piece. Parental involvement, that's another theme I've heard a lot in doing these interviews with principals. You want parents to be involved as much as possible with your students.
We do, and it needs to be more than just having a couple of events during the year and inviting people in that we need to do. We strive for this, but we want to do even more with the outreach and going to them and recognizing the situations, the circumstances they're in, that if you've got sometimes a two-parent family and both of them are working two jobs, it's difficult for them to get into the school. So what do we do to provide better communication with them, which is one of the reasons for the change in our website, just another way to try to be a little bit more customer-friendly.
Sure.
Well, and over the last 8 or 9 years with all the deployments at Fort Riley, those kids and families need a lot of extra support. And they need to know that, you know, we're a community that's here for them. And their schools are there as a community for them, to help them out and do what we can for them. So that involvement is very, very important.
And I think of the website, but there's other forms of social media that we use as well as a district. So we really do try to increase the communication. And like Daryl said, my email's available as well, and our phone numbers and everything. Just, you know, call, stop by, email if there's questions or concerns, and give us an opportunity to deal with them.
A lot of them are working Twitter these days.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of avenues now to communicate. Just got to find them. As far as new faces in the district, do you have some new administrators?
We do have new administrators this year. That we had two administrators that retired. We had three of our administrators that advanced in their career outside of the district. We had one administrator who moved back home, and those created vacancies. And four of those vacancies were filled by internal 383 employees who moved into those positions. But we do have some new principals, new administrators in our district. Steve Cook is new at Bergman. Dr. Paula Haug is our new Executive Director of Teaching and Learning. Darren Staus is an Assistant Principal MTSS Coordinator at Lee. Darcy Hawker is in a comparable position at Marlatt because Sheila Stevens moved up to the principal position. Ben Jimenez is a new Assistant Principal at the high school. Michael Dorst moved into the principal role, creating that vacancy that Ben filled. And then Ashley Smith, she was a teacher in our district in the past, left her administrative position. She's come back as the principal at Theodore Roosevelt, because the vacancy was created when Andrea Teedy moved up to the executive director of special services. It's special education and a lot of other things, so special services. So those are all the administrative changes we have for this year. So it was a busy summer with construction, budget, hiring, just a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, and some of those, I know there's construction going around some of the schools. Amanda Arnold's getting a new parking lot, and I know right in front of Woodrow Wilson, kind of out of your control, the city's working on some street improvements there as well.
We keep an eye on that one, yes.
Yeah, we're anxious to see, talk to our transportation people, because of all the street construction that's going on. There's the deal on Browning and Kimball, the one in front of Woodrow Wilson.
And the city has been a good partner. I want to get that in. That yes, there's going to be some hardships created by what's being done, but it needs to be done. People complained about the streets. Now they're doing something about the streets, and people complain that the streets are blocked off. I mean, that's just the nature, I guess, of it. But they work with us. They know when school starts. They do what they can to help accommodate the school district and still get done what they need to do. So we appreciate that.
It's like building schools. It all takes time.
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time here for this interview, but guys, good luck on your meeting here tonight. we'll see what happens with the budget, and we'll talk to you guys again in a couple weeks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. More In Focus continues with the Flint Hills Breadbasket featured next on News Radio KMAN.